Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
25-222. Good morning, would you state your name again for the record?
Yes, Sergeant Elias Morris with the Middletown Police Department.
Thank you. Ma'am, were you here before, were you sworn in?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Sergeant, a summary of the case?
The background investigation revealed that the appellant had a prior arrest which had not been disclosed on the DPS 799C. This criminal history, which had to do with alcohol use, combined with the inaccurate application, resulted in denial. This was for both the inaccurate form as well as suitability for alcohol use.
Would you like to summarize your case at this point?
So I acknowledge I made an error on documentation, which was unintentional due to a misunderstanding of the question on documentation.
Okay, thank you. Sergeant?
So the submitted DPS 799C clearly states that any statement in the application determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for denial of such application. In the answer to have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction, the appellant checked no. In the answer to have you ever been convicted under the laws of this state, federal law, or the laws of another jurisdiction, the appellant checked no. Both of these answers were shown to be false due to a criminal history check, which showed an arrest in Atlanta, Georgia. December 18th of 2020, under GA code 40-6-391A1, which is DUI, driving under the influence. A check of the appellant's driver's license showed that at the time of the application, the appellant had an ignition interlock device, an IID requirement on her license. A check of motor vehicle history showed the IID requirement to be subsequent to a Connecticut General Statute 14-227A DUI charge, which showed an effective date of July 14th, 2023, which appears to indicate an arrest for DUI, which had also occurred in Connecticut sometime in 2023, which is within about a year of this application. During the investigation, the appellant was contacted and asked why she did not include her arrest from Georgia on her application. The appellant replied she did not think it would be on her record. This indicates that she was aware of the arrest and conviction and omitted it from the application. The presence of the IID requirement subsequent to a DUI arrest in Connecticut, in the opinion of the issuing authority, also should have been disclosed as it was in place due to another DUI arrest. So the denial was sort of based on the suitability of those arrests and convictions and the suitability of two alcohol-related things within that recent time span. As well as having an IID requirement still in force, also showing suitability for alcohol use.
So neither of the charges were disclosed?
So the one DUI charge, criminally speaking, from Connecticut, I don't believe is on the record.
But was
and
it
that did not that was not required to be disclosed. But in looking at the driver history, there's an IID there, so.
Explain to the board members who are not officers what that problem is.
So if you are arrested for driving under the influence, there's a lot of different things that the court can do. One of them is they can basically say that you need to have what's called an ignition interlock device. This is a breathalyzer that's a tube that you blow into to be able to turn your vehicle on. So the appellant at the time of her application was still required to blow into a tube to be able to turn on a motor vehicle.
Required so, by Georgia or Connecticut?
By Connecticut. This was Connecticut. In Connecticut. This was okay. On the Connecticut motor vehicle history and on her license at that time, the time of the application. So when looking at suitability for a candidate, if DMV doesn't trust someone to turn a car on without breathing into a breathalyzer, that shows suitability. There's no such, there isn't a trigger interlock device that stops someone from picking up a firearm under the influence of alcohol. So as far as suitability concerns for alcohol use, that's a bit of a concern when someone's applying for a pistol permit. And, you know, the laws on carrying a firearm while under the influence of alcohol are pretty clear, just as they are with driving under the influence of alcohol. So as far as a suitability concern, that was relevant to us.
Would you like to ask him any questions? At this point, what you can do is ask him questions, if you have any, about what he's just said.
I don't have a question. I have a statement.
Okay, that'll come
next.
Later.
You're next.
No.
You'll get to do that.
Not now.
Yep. I just have a question that I want to clarify for the board. At the time of the application, was there a Connecticut arrest that she should have disclosed when she applied?
No. At the time of the application, there was a Georgia arrest.
Understood that one.
Disclosed.
Yep, I've got that one.
And then we also just happened to uncover the...
No, I understand about the suitability on the interlock. So,
but she was not required to disclose that. Presumably, there was
some program.
Sort of...
Yeah, did the alcohol
program,
probably did the program.
Not later dismissed that DUI charge because it was not on the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was confused. I thought on July 14th of 23 there was a DUI arrest in Connecticut.
That's the effective date of the IID requirement. That is when DMV said, as of this date, you have to have an ignition interlock device on your vehicle.
I thought what confused me was I was thinking if she was arrested for DUI, how could she do it if the ignition wouldn't let her drive the car?
Right. No, it was sometime previous to that, but I don't have a record of that because it's...
Well, you could actually do that. You have someone else blow into it.
Oh, okay.
So you could do that.
I guess.
But no, I think we understand.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the board? Now it's your turn.
So the question, did I get arrested? The reason why I had a misunderstanding is because I'm thinking at the time as far as an arrest in Connecticut. So I'm not...
Okay, before you go on, you were thinking at the time. Did you read the question?
Yes, I did.
Does it say only in Connecticut?
No, and that's why I misunderstood for me to end up putting no, that I wasn't arrested.
All right, I'm guessing I don't understand what you misunderstood.
At the time, I'm thinking as far as being arrested in Connecticut.
But it says any jurisdiction, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just wasn't cautiously reading.
Sergeant, do you have questions for her?
Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I don't think she was done.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is that all yours?
Yeah, so why are you a suitable person to have a pistol permit?
Well, that definitely taught me to make sure to read cautiously, and even though after speaking to the police department when I did get the call about the documentation, I was explained and I understood more. So moving forward, I definitely will be intentional to be cautious reading and just to prevent any error, especially on documentation.
Do you still have a device on your car?
No, the requirement was only for 1 year.
So it finished probably?
In 2024. Yes.
Okay. So when you applied, so when you applied for the pistol permit with Middletown, Sarge, when did she apply?
July 16th, 2024.
Thank you. At that time, you had, was the interlock still in your car?
No.
Okay. Is that correct, Sarge? I don't know why you said the time period.
She said 1 year, so it must be pretty close.
August 6th of 2024 is when this was run, and it showed IID requirement on the...
Okay. I believe in it.
So, it was still saying that on the license at the time, but it was run during the investigation. It appeared to still be required at the time.
So you took up, so you were, I'm going to assume you're arrested in Connecticut for DWI.
What did you say?
You were arrested in Connecticut sometime in 23 or 24 for DWI?
No, I was in Georgia that was arrested.
Okay, so the Georgia requirement spilled over into Connecticut when you moved?
Yes, only because I have a Connecticut license.
Okay.
And then back by then, so that's why they left it up for that requirement.
Okay, so in what, yeah, so what period?
Sorry.
No, go ahead. So what period of time did you have to have the interlock device, if you recall?
In 2023.
Yeah, so what was the period of time?
Oh, it's just for 1 year, that's a requirement.
Started when, about?
So I started having an interlock device in my vehicle in July 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Or June. And then, yeah, July 2024 is when I no longer was needing it in my car, so okay. I removed.
And that shows?
So my understanding is you were arrested in Atlanta, Georgia, in December of 2020 for DUI. And you're stating that in Connecticut, 3 years later, they made you put an ignition interlock device in your vehicle.
Yes. So I didn't have court until April or May 2023.
Oh, because of COVID.
Ended up really going to court all the way up to 2023 for that, yeah, because it was COVID time. And then a month later, that's when I got notified from DMV in Connecticut that I'm required to have the interlock device in my vehicle.
Based on the arrest in Georgia?
Yes.
So you were never, were you ever arrested in the state of Connecticut for DUI?
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know how it works from being arrested in other states. What I have is the DMV operator history that shows that the ID requirement was put into place in 2023, subsequent to 14227A, which is the Connecticut statute. I don't know if they changed statutes, but the statute in Georgia obviously is different.
Are you sure you were not arrested in
3 years later seems a little
I'm
odd.
Very sure. I was living in Georgia at the
I just
time.
Don't want you to get caught, because there seems to be a conflict. And sometimes if your case is dismissed, you're told you can say no to have you ever been arrested. But in this case, you need to clear
yeah,
this up.
Yeah, I understood after the fact, yes.
So
you, I wish I was explained at the time from DMV of why I was required, even though it is a case that was handled in Georgia, because I have a Connecticut license.
Where do you live now?
In Connecticut.
What town?
In Middletown.
What is your alcohol use at this point?
I don't use any alcohol.
When was the last time that you did use alcohol?
In May 2025.
When was the last time you drove after drinking any amount of alcohol? Even a glass of wine?
I learned from that situation, so I haven't since 2020.
Not even a beer or a glass of wine?
No.
Half a glass, anything?
No. Mm-mm. I don't want to risk myself or anyone else.
Other questions from the board?
Do you have any other police contact outside of the DUI in Georgia?
No.
Tell us about that DUI in Georgia. How did that come about?
So
what were you doing?
So at that time, I actually was it was a night of my cousin's birthday, and also it was around the time when I just had moved to Georgia. So we're just celebrating her birthday and also just celebrating my new chapter. And basically, I was not being cautious of the use of alcohol, which I take full accountability, not being responsible, knowing that I was intending to drive. We did all meet up at her Airbnb, which I drove my vehicle to her Airbnb. She had a driver set for us to go to the venue that we were going to celebrate for her birthday. And I thought at the time that I was good enough to drive back home once we had returned back to the Airbnb, and I made the decision to drive my own car back home. And that's that's when I end up just parking at a private area that a resident end up calling the cops because I was parked in basically an illegal spot, basically.
Did you have an accident?
Nope.
Was there anybody else with you?
Nope, I was by myself.
How many drinks do you think you had?
I had 3.
You had 3 drinks over hours, and what was your blood alcohol level? You must have taken a test.
Yeah, I actually didn't. Nobody tested me, actually. They just picked up from the smell. So I actually didn't get tested at all.
Not even a roadside
no.
Walking straight line or anything?
No. Didn't even show documentation in the case in Georgia. Proof of that too.
And you called the police rather than get pulled over?
No, someone.
No, the resident that was parked outside their like private property called.
You parked because you didn't feel you were able to drive?
Yes.
Any other questions?
May I have a follow-up question? You were asked if you had any other police interactions, and you said no. Would you consider being issued a speeding ticket, a police interaction?
Yes, but...
Okay. That seems inaccurate, because your driver history shows that in November of 2023, you were issued a speeding ticket under 14219.
Okay, I'm thinking as far as arrest situations, but speeding tickets, okay. Yes.
The question that was asked by a board member was, did you have any police interactions?
Yep.
And you recall that incident? The speeding ticket?
I'm speeding, and I got caught.
Yeah, no, but you remember when that, you remember that, right? No, you remember when that happened? Because you didn't list it on our form either when we asked about that.
Yeah, because at the time, and even as of far up to now, I'm not viewing, I'm thinking I'm supposed to be disclosing as far as arrested, but
I know, but on our form, understand the application, you were a little confused regarding the DUI,
mm-hmm.
But on our application, on our response, the reason you were denied was for failure to list an accurate application, correct, by Middletown? And then on our form, we ask motor vehicle driving history, big letters, and you don't list the speeding ticket. How come? Did we fail to read that too?
I just didn't really see it. I see you guys' point of why it is police interaction, but I'm thinking as far as...
No, it didn't ask about police interaction. Our form that you filled out and signed asks about your motor vehicle driving history.
Okay.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Big letters. You don't list a speeding ticket there. Correct?
Yes.
How come you didn't list it on our form?
I see that definitely wasn't misunderstood.
I would have misunderstood that myself.
On which one?
I would have, on our questionnaire, because it seems to me if you don't need to put it on your application, why do you have to list it on the questionnaire?
Well, she probably should have listed that on her application, too, the speeding ticket.
It's an infraction, it's not...
Well, it's a violation that she paid a fine for.
I'm not familiar with seeing that on other applications where...
No, they list their
tickets.
History. It's pretty clear to me.
Yeah,
I know.
How fast were you going?
Probably 70, 75.
Yep. And did you have to go to court? Did you get a ticket and have to go to court?
No.
Did you just pay the ticket, the fine by mail?
Yeah, it's 75. Is that
over 80 or over.
Well, over 80 is reckless.
It's 19, so it's the speeding
violation, not the infraction.
Yeah, it's right. 14219 is what's listed, which I believe is the speeding, not the too fast for the
Still available.
Yeah.
I believe it's payable by mail, yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? Colonel Overton.
All right, so this is a denial by Middletown Police Department. The denial's for suitability. The basis of the denial was the failure to disclose an arrest and conviction of DWI in Georgia. From the arrest was in December of 2020. It looks like the disposition was in May of 2022. The PD had a concern that there was another arrest in Connecticut requiring the interlock device in the motor vehicle. The appellant testified that the requirement for the interlock device is not from another arrest in Connecticut, but for that arrest in Georgia, that because her driver's license in Connecticut, Connecticut required it. So there seems to be one DWI arrest from this case.
And conviction.
And conviction, yeah.
She did this.
Yes.
Any comments from the board? Voting, Dr. Conrad.
The appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
I'll vote for the appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
And I vote for issuing authority also. You're successful.
Thank you.